If you look really hard, you can see the wires. It's Corey and Joel.
Back with you. What's going on, everybody out there?
Holla
in Radio Land.
L'chaim.
Yes. All our fans around the world, welcome back into show number 104.
Assalamu alaikum. Yeah, 104, 105.
I believe we're at 104. It's unofficial, but
this is going to be another show where we put the wrong number on.
No, I believe this is show number 104.
All right.
Do you want me to check real quick before we move on?
No, who's checking?
I'll check. Hold on a minute. You guys listen to Off Montreal. This is
new album.
This is the new Off Montreal album. Yes.
Their previous album, The Sunlandic Twins, is a big favorite of mine.
Yeah, we played that on the show before.
So good, Outback Steakhouse bought one of the songs and ruined it forever.
This is
There you go. That voice you hear, folks. You know that voice so well.
The guy from Off Montreal or our guest?
No.
Yes, our guest today.
That sexy tenor you hear over here.
Yeah, this is the new Off Montreal, Hissing Fauna, Are You the Destroyer? They're not big on succinct names, are they?
They're not big on putting something on the marquee, no.
Hissing Fauna, Are You the Destroyer, the new Off Montreal album. And singing along, you heard him. You heard him here. We attempted to hear him. Not just a couple weeks ago. It's Bill Bichart.
Thank you.
Back after the Death Pool show. Yes. And
we had to get a quickie bring back because we felt so bad about destroying the Deadpool.
Things happen.
I wrecked the Deadpool, and so we decided to have you right back in here.
One of the great tragedies in the history.
It really was the biggest disaster we've ever had on the show. So
the Hindenburg.
I was glad to be a part of it.
Well, that and the Gary Tyson show.
Oh,
the
stop two it. Biggest... Gary's fine. Gary's fine. What do you... You love Gary. What do you got?
The two biggest.
That's Gary Tyson, broken glass.
Blowing the windows out.
Gary's funny.
Wild comedy.
Anyway, we got
the one thing about Gary Tyson. They went back to using his HBO. He sold out the rights to Comic Relief.
Yeah.
And then they never used it again.
Yeah, he told that story.
Now they brought it back.
Yeah.
Just after he told that story.
Well, you know, good for him.
Yeah.
But when HBO uses some of yours, you can be proud.
I
you can go on a show and talk
that's
about
true.
It.
I'd like HBO to use something other than the money I pay every month to watch it.
Well, that's not going to happen, but it's good to have Bill back on the show.
I'm glad to be back here.
And I've got something even you don't know, Corey. We have a big announcement for the second half of the show.
Okay.
I'm making a big show-related announcement.
This is huge.
Which actually involves Mr. Bichart as well.
All right.
It is huge.
It's a big announcement.
It's going to be nice when you guys finally come out.
Well, hey, whatever, but...
Something you don't have any control over. I mean, whether you're born with an acquired, who knows, but... There's something in me that needs to be with a man.
So anyway,
couldn't wait on that one, could you?
I couldn't wait on that a minute.
We all have our moments.
Yeah, Bill.
Bill's a handsome guy.
Yeah,
Bill's looking a little stubbly here.
Yeah, you were talking about Bill's goatee. What's going on with that?
I'm gonna start doing all my act in a southern accent. I thought I'd grow this.
That's good.
Confederate cap.
Put a trucker hat on.
And next thing you know, I'll be seeing
selling
you guys
out stadiums
in Nashville. Yeah.
Absolutely, man. Private jets and
the
whole thing.
Opry, I'm just start southern doing twang to the humor.
Start doing some Del Jarrett jokes.
There you go.
Let me tell you something about that Ricky Wallace. He was a hell of a competitor.
Anal sex.
Have you worked with any redneck comics? Have you done any?
The most southern guy I ever worked with was the disgruntled clown.
Oh, yeah, I've heard he sucks. No.
Fucking idiot.
I heard that guy's an idiot.
Just an idiot.
The disgruntled clown.
And then I worked with a guy, it's not Dwight York. It's somebody who he has.
Robert York. He has a whip.
Cowboy hat.
He has a whip.
And then.
Who was the one guy that we worked with one time at Livonia? And
I know exactly.
The guy had a hat. He had a cowboy hat.
Yeah, I know he was
John Wesley Austin.
And he'd go up and he'd go, "Hey, everybody, you ever put your boots in the mud and it came out? It sounded like a pussy fart when and then he walks off stage like, "How was that, guys?
Was okay?
I'm going to be back at the hotel. Somebody wants to give me a wake up call tomorrow
people
morning.
People buy into it.
Yeah, this whole Southern comedy thing I don't really get, but you know.
Well, shoot, man.
Southern people,
you city folk don't know what she's talking about.
Shut up.
Well, I mean, at least it's a definable type.
Sure.
Southerners are there is a stereotype that really works. For Northerners, we're all different kind of people.
They are the herpes sore in the mouth of America.
What if I got a new character? I do a redneck voice, but I do Martin Lawrence's material.
Let's hear it.
Well, shoot, man, bitches be out they mind.
That almost sounds like Martin Lawrence.
I know. It's not too far. Country and black are sort of the same thing. Well, yeah, some, and then I like when black guys will call other black guys country. Man, yeah. he has to be all country as he want to be. And you're like, what does that mean? Anyway.
I don't even know what that is. Okay.
Steve Harvey will call people country.
Well, they use a lot of the same southern expressions. They'll say y'all and that kind of stuff. But
why can't they get together? You know, hillbillies and
so
brothers who wear purple suits are so close.
They kind of are.
You know,
they hate each other.
I know.
Even though, well, it's like the Indians and the Pakistanis,
right?
They hate each other. They're at war. They want to blow each other up. They each built a nuclear bomb to blow up the other
Meanwhile,
guy.
Joel can't tell them apart.
And yeah, you come over here, and they come over here. You can't. They're all
the
same
to
us.
How would you know?
That's a religious thing.
How would you know?
It is a religious thing, but
Pakistanis are Muslim and Indians are Hindu mostly. So,
but they hate each other and
largely.
Well, I'm an American.
Yeah.
That's right.
God damn. Let me tell you something, Bill. Your jokes about teabagging in a dog dish would be funnier if you said them like this.
Yeah.
Woo! You ever shaved your nutsack, your area, sir? Sir? That's not somewhere you want to be dragging a razor.
No, you don't do that there.
No.
Burlap hail.
We're going to be doing this all show. We got
to
stop.
Yeah, people have to know Bill's comedy to actually. Do you want some Bill comedy?
I don't want any Bill
comedy. Do you want
some
CD?
I want to talk about the Oscars.
We'll play some of your CD.
We want to
play some of your CD.
No, trust me. I don't even have
the Oscar nomination. Should I print out the Oscar nominations?
You know, that's a good thing to do.
You guys can yuck it up. Yuck it up for a second.
Well, we will.
You guys take over. Not like I've said two words the whole show, but you guys go ahead.
You're prettier than a frog in a holler. Let me tell you something. Wee doggies.
I want to issue my challenge right now to Joel.
Uh-oh.
Wait a minute.
We got to build that up. Hold on.
The Oscar nominees. What is the right now?
The challenge. I want to throw it out there.
Is this an appropriate time now?
Yes, I think.
All right, wait.
I banged your wife's friend. Is that the challenge? I'll do it again. I'll go back. Right, I'll go back there.
I would never challenge you.
Forget it, Jake. It's
I'll go back there.
Is there actually a challenge?
My challenge is this.
Walk in here.
Don't shove me, Marv. I'm tired of being shoved.
Frankly, my dear,
I don't give a damn.
Yes, one out of one.
Chris Peter's real good at it.
He loves the Tario. He just got it for Christmas. He's been practicing.
He probably got two.
And I said,
I have one.
But I'm a man.
I said, Joel. It was beauty killed the beast.
I'm pretty good. I haven't played guitar here with him.
He's like, is he any good? I said, I'd like to see you guys have a contest.
I'll tell you something. Bill, we have
it sounds like a show to me.
We have a bonus feature segment called Celebrity Podcast, Celebrity Guitar Hero Challenge. And what we're going to do is if we ever run out of people to call in our Rolodex and Chris Peters ends up on this show, then
Corey
Chris Peters is a comedian that no one knows.
Corey doesn't want to have Chris Peters on. I think that's the problem.
No, we've just never.
That's a great bit, but.
I just think that you guys going at it. I loved it.
I'll play Joel Zamaya from the Tigers.
All right.
Because he's a star.
Let's get him in
and
there.
He hurt his arm playing it. Did you hear about that story?
I guarantee you he'll never play again after they found that out.
I know. He almost ruined his whole contract.
Well, you know.
Anyway.
Wonder if a guy ever got hurt jerking off.
Hurt their arm jerking off?
Well, I mean,
guys get hurt doing stupid stuff. Who was the guy?
Baseball players.
Was it Ulf Samuelson or who was the Red Wing? Yui Krupp.
What did he do?
He got hurt dog sledding. He was like Iditarod training or something, and like fell off the dog sled.
Well, there was,
and the Red Wings like sued him for $20 million of his contract because he fell
there
off
was
the dog
a
sled.
There was a I forget what year it was exactly, but Lou Whitaker blew out his knee doing the splits at a wedding.
Yeah.
And missed like half a season of the Tigers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Joel, they were playing cool in the gang, and he couldn't help himself. You know?
Get down on it.
I mean, you hate to hear it.
Get down on it. Get down on it.
I mean, you hate to use racial stereotypes, but then my knee! My brother blows out his knee doing the splits. Yeah.
What if Trammell was at that wedding?
I don't know.
It's hard to blow out your knee doing the hokey pokey. I'll just
We have the Oscar now. Do you want to do the Oscars right now, Bill?
I just
for some
see,
reason,
I didn't know. I saw
of
some of these.
Bill wants to do the Oscars.
Let's get these out of the way. We did the Golden Globes, but let's.
We didn't do the Oscar nominees last year. We did our Oscar selection show with Debbie Schlissel, and by popular demand, that bit will not be coming back.
I have a Debbie related story.
Okay.
For the second half.
Okay, Debbie in the second half. But what do you? I mean, Did you see any of these goddamn movies, Bill?
I saw a few of them.
What did you see? Let's look at the best pictures and tell me which ones you saw.
All right.
Did you see Babel?
No.
Did you see The Departed?
Saw it.
Did you like it?
I thought it was excellent.
Departed was a good movie, yeah. And Letters from Iwo Jima.
Who'd want to see it?
You Let's and nobody else
it.
Saw
I
that.
Saw it. It's a terrific film.
Little Miss Sunshine. Did you? We didn't. We just
did
talked
not.
About
but
that
I didn't know that was
show.
A Best Picture nominee.
That,
I
is
to
a
get
best
that
picture
was a
nominee.
Shocker. Snuck in there.
And The
it.
Queen with Helen Mirren.
Yeah, star. That's the one about the Bruce Valanche, isn't it?
No, The Queen.
Hey,
The Queen is not. The Queen is about Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, okay.
And the
okay.
death of Princess Diana.
Why would I see that either? That's
no, because you have a penis.
I saw. Yeah, and Babel. I think I dated her. Hi. Thank you.
All right, but
my girlfriend keeps telling me about it. She wants to see The Queen, and I'm like, if I gave flying
it's
fuck.
A, okay, my aunt.
It has to do with the Princess Diana.
Yeah, my aunt had to go because she loved Princess Diana, and it was all about like her death.
Yeah,
and the Queen was a bitch for not acknowledging it, and all kinds of shit like that.
I worked at a very large volume Borders store.
Yeah,
like the Detroit area's largest volume Borders store, and when Diana died, and literally. Fist fights broke out over the last People commemorative Diana edition. Like there were women in there that bought every scrap of any crap that had Diana on it. And it was like 6 straight months of like special editions coming out for Diana. And I literally saw we had to break up a fight one time. Bitches were pulling hair over this.
I was here first.
Over Diana.
Over they loved the Diana.
I can't believe that Eddie Murphy is nominated because I think once somebody sees Norbit, they're just going to take that away.
I
think that when I saw the trailer and I'm like, they didn't just nominate this asshole.
Looking at this, the fact that Matt Damon wasn't nominated for The Departed just blows my mind.
Well, DiCaprio should have been nominated.
Joel,
I thought
they're screening Norbit. If you want to go,
no,
I need a friend.
No. Can I blow that? Can I bring a pipe bomb and
Mark Wahlberg? I mean, come on.
He was good in that. He was good, but he wasn't Damon.
He's in it for like
60 seconds. Yeah, I mean, he's barely in The Departed.
Alec Baldwin's in it about as long as he is.
Yeah, and he did a good job. I mean, come on. So, that could have gone to anybody there.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really get why Mark Wahlberg got nominated out of that movie, but I mean, he was not bad in it.
He's in a scene with Martin Short, and it's like, well, Martin Short did it just as much as he did.
Martin
Sheen.
Yeah, Martin Short. That was a whole
Martin
different
Short
movie.
Was amazing.
What are they scrapping for women in this one? He had to give another one to Meryl Streep because she just made it.
Here's the thing: Judi Dench, Helen Mirren, and Meryl Streep are like the three old bags that get nominated every year, no matter what they do. And then you got Kate Winslet, who's on her way to that.
The Golden Globes.
It's going to be the future old bag that always gets nominated. Yeah.
The Golden Globes ought to be called the Golden Mirrens.
Yeah, Mirren won everything.
She got nominated like twice in the same category, and they were just like, let's all jerk off on Helen Mirren.
Yeah.
Let's make a kabuki mask of joy on her face.
So,
for the Golden Globes, you old biddy. It's like face cream. It'll rub those wrinkles right out of her face.
And Will Smith, who fucking cares about him?
I am so sick of Will Smith. Big deal.
Yeah, that was a big tearjerker.
Was it? Did you see it? Was it any good? Was he good enough?
No. And let me see. What did there were some I didn't see this year.
How about the Forrest Whitaker? What's his?
Forrest Whitaker's got a lazy eye, and people are afraid of him. So I think they keep nominating him. Yeah. He's a big hulking.
He's made
brother.
Some stinkers.
I mean, that movie.
It's time that some happened, but
really,
the movie
saw
I haven't seen. No
the
one
Last
saw
King of Scotland.
You know. Remember, he was in, like, Good Morning Vietnam, which was, like, 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah. The guy's been around forever,
and
man.
You realize, and he was in Platoon, which was, like, 87.
He was in Fast Times.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Forrest Whitaker. How friggin' old is Forrest Whitaker?
Forrest Whitaker is...
he's got to be 40,
was he like
45.
Going on 50, yeah.
Was he, like, 6 months old when he did Fast Times?
He did Fast Times. That
how old is Sean goddamn Penn?
Right. Him and Sean Penn and Nick Cage were all in that movie together, and... a lot of people. Phoebe Cates, who we
Nick Cage.
Some careers.
Now Nick Cage is doing, he's doing Ghost Rider.
Yeah, well, how bad does that look, by
the
way?
I gotta see it, because it's gotta be the worst.
It's gotta be terrible, but he's a
you,
real...
fat asshole.
Hey, shut up, Nick Cage.
You know, I've also noticed, Corey, while I'm talking about Oscars, you know, you just played that drop. I realize that most of our drops come from Oscar-nominated actors. Did you know that? Oscar winners.
Wow.
Because think about it, we have Nick Cage.
Like this guy?
I'm your Huckleberry.
No, I don't
I'm
know who
sure
that is.
Nominated for an Oscar.
I don't even know who that is. But what about Dustin Hoffman? We've got Dustin Hoffman that we play all the time.
Right.
Multiple Oscars. Play a little Dustin Hoffman for us.
If I knew where... Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Dustin
Hoffman. That's faggot stuff.
It's Dustin Hoffman.
You want to call by its name? That's strictly
we've got
fans.
Woody Allen in there.
sure. Of course we have Woody Allen.
Of course we have Woody
it's
Allen.
It's a travesty of a mockery, of a sham, of a mockery, of a travesty.
Didn't get nominated for that movie, but it was a great movie.
Right.
And we've got, of course, Alan Arkin, of course.
Alan Arkin.
I don't know if you want any. He's nominated this year. Which
I like a woman with meat on her bones.
Absolutely.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, and how can you not nominate that performance if you saw that movie, Little Miss Sunshine?
Did. Was he carrying the film?
He's great in it. And then
what about Ringo Starr?
That was the first time for me that I'd really smoked.
Did he get nominated for Caveman?
No, he did not. No.
And,
oh, that was a classic, Caveman.
Caveman was great. I saw that not too long ago.
Ringo.
It was on one of the HD channels, believe it or not. Caveman. It was good.
I don't want to even. Don't even get me started on what's in HD.
Oh, you're going to go off on that?
I can't stand.
Corey just got an HD TV. And
okay.
It goes on every
okay.
week now. Because Bill was in here. We were watching a little ESPN before the show.
And saw John Clayton up close. That was scary.
Here's the thing. They've got, okay, HD, this wonderful new horizon of tomorrow.
Yeah.
Is not here yet.
No.
Because you buy an HD TV set and you realize it's like watching VHS, UHF. It's like there's six channels.
HD. But I mean, it's.
And then it ruins it. All the other, because it looks
stuff,
so
and,
good, it ruins like, the other channels.
Oh, like
for you.
Conan O'Brien's in HD at night and it looks tremendous.
Yeah, it looks great.
And like the stuff that in HD looks fantastic. And like if you get something new, like Munich, I watched that and it was amazing looking. But then they show you The Equalizer every goddamn day.
But that's actually in HD. It's just it looks bad because it was shot on film and it looks grainy. But you know, it was good. I was up very late last night. Actually, you don't have it's on the NHD,
Heartbeats.
Which you don't have.
That's what was on.
No. Martin Scorsese's After Hours was on, and that looked terrific. And I watched I've seen it a million times. A Clockwork Orange was on the other night.
Clockwork Orange.
Wow. So there's a lot of, there's some good
Brazil
stuff on.
Brazil was on, that
there's
was great.
There's some good stuff on. So
but Heartbeats.
No, but I mean, it's
Andy
a
Kaufman.
It's a shame that like the local, like the regular cable stuff isn't on in HD.
Right.
And it's kind of annoying.
Like, well,
they'll get there. They'll
the Discovery Channel has an HD channel of their own.
But there's
so
not.
So you can watch like a lemur fuck.
Yeah.
But, like, the Mythbusters isn't in HD.
No, Mythbusters is not in HD, which would be great. I watch, my new show is The Dog Whisperer.
I love that show.
You watch that guy, that Mexican guy? Great.
That's all you need to learn.
Do not move. Energy. Your energy is coming off to the dog.
Yeah, no, see, funny. I like,
the dog is looking at you like, what the fuck are you doing?
You're supposed to be the pack leader.
See, I like
that's
dog.
A great show.
I like Dog the Bounty Hunter. So what
Dog
if you got,
the Bounty Hunter, and I watched his update. Did you see that? Dog Speaks. Have you seen that yet?
Dog Speaks.
Well, they arrested him because he went and he got this. He got this rapist guy. And they
he went down to Mexico and caught somebody.
Well,
right?
the guy escaped from California. He was wanted for rape. And he went to Mexico. And so they sent somebody hired Dog to go arrest this guy. So he went to Mexico, brought this guy back to America, arrested this rapist who got convicted of rape, now in jail in America. And now the Mexicans want to charge him with stuff. So the U.S. federal marshals arrested him and want to extradite him to Mexico to to stand trial for like illegally kidnapping this wanted rapist. Because the Mexican authorities couldn't catch the guy.
Okay.
So now the dog.
That's faggot stuff.
Could possibly stand trial.
You want to call it by its name? That's strictly for fags.
That truly
for
is.
For this thing of where he, like, put a rapist in jail and they want to put dog away.
So the Mexicans want to, like, catch one white guy in their country.
Yeah, what the
you know,
hell?
I don't know what's going on.
I don't get their priorities.
I have no idea.
Right. They don't have enough crime in Mexico.
I think they figure if they catch Dog that the other Mexicans can run free in America because no one's going to catch them. And that's it. Maybe they want to arrest him for his haircut. There's something that they want to charge
him. Take us down
with.
One bounty hunter at a time.
That's criminal, that haircut.
They've seen his wife. I'm not sure what it is, but there's something going on.
Oh, my God.
That dog, they want to lock Dog away.
Dog's
ooh,
wife.
That wife could stop a clock.
That holy wife is tough.
I thought, I didn't know that he was called Dog. I thought the show was about the wife.
The wife is tough to look at, man. But then again, he's no prize either, so I guess.
Yeah, but he could do better. He could pull better than that. He's got
you
a show.
He could
he's
get
got
laid.
A television
you think
show,
some
dude.
Stripper or
okay.
something.
Speaking of people I'm sick of on cable, I'm officially going to punch a wall if I see those assholes from American Chopper ever again.
Really?
I'm so.
I kind of like the American
that show is the dumbest show. It's. You know, you got to put this fender on this bike here, Paulie.
I'll get to it, Dad. I'll get to it.
Let's make this bike. This is our Aragon bike. It's got a dragon fin on the back of
it.
Get off my back.
They will make a fucking bike for anything. It's Quaker Oatmeal needs
they
a bike.
They are the horrors of the chopper
yeah,
industry.
Really
I saw
no
them making a lugs bike. And they're like, how do we make leather on this bike? Let's put leather on the gas tank. What do you think there, Paulie? Yeah, I'm going to fart in this colander.
Well, they gave Will Smith came to their studio when they were making the iRobot bike.
Yeah.
And, like, they gave him one of their choppers to ride, and he, like, crashed it right outside.
Oh, good time.
Did he? Yeah, Will Smith couldn't ride a motorcycle.
Oh. And he can't make a that movie sucks.
Shut up! 50 years ago, you had your own time.
I'm not stopping. Now, that has nothing to do with Will Smith. I'm turning that off.
Speaking of black guys riding motorcycles, I was subjected to, this is January and February, is the worst time of the year for movies.
Okay.
March isn't real good either, but the studios dump all the stinkers in the winter. Right after Christmas, they run all the Oscar movies right up till like January 1st,
yeah.
And then it becomes hell on earth to be a film critic. Today I saw a movie called Wild Hogs.
Yeah, that looks bad.
I saw the preview for that one.
With John Travolta, Tim Allen, and William H. Macy. You go, okay, I'll believe those guys are friends.
Yeah.
Then they have Martin Lawrence in there.
Throw him in there.
Right. It's like, it was like, did they bus him in? I mean, how did...
Yeah.
Cause, like, Bill Macy's hanging out with Martin Lawrence. Like,
no,
those two is thugs together. They ride.
Did they, like, work together? Was there something like that?
They were just, like, buddies. They were just, like, oh, they were, like...
Any movie that has Tim Allen in it, though, trying to play any other role than... I mean, I don't even buy him. I don't buy him in anything.
Yeah, he's not a believable guy.
The last movie he was good in, or he was decent in, was Galaxy Quest.
What was he in that was good?
That was it.
Can I ask you a question? What was he in good before that?
I can't think
of it. Yeah, exactly. He was in
that. That was his one movie.
Yeah, he was his one movie. Well, the Santa Claus made him a movie star.
Right.
And he's done three of those now that no one cared about.
Let's hope Ridley never listens to this show.
Well, he doesn't like Tim Allen either. I'm not. Oh, my God. I don't want to say that.
I'm not saying anything against the guy's success. I think a guy makes shitty movies. It's just a fact.
Those two did have a falling out.
He's not much of an actor, Tim Allen. He's not believable as anything, so it's hard to, you know.
He had one movie. Galaxy Quest was his one movie he was good in.
He told me I look like... Wayne Newton one time.
You met him for a second.
Tell me I look like Wayne Newton.
And that's what he had to say to you? So you look
that's
like
all
Wayne
he
Newton?
Said. You look like Wayne Newton, and he kept walking, laughing with his buddies. Like
he's fallen off his comedy game, hasn't
he? Yeah,
that's the best.
That's all I got. The next day, I got my haircut and went to the gym.
Wayne Newton is a very handsome man, and he's a Native American cultural icon, being 1/5 Cherokee or whatever the fuck he is. So, you know, I take that as a compliment.
I appreciate it.
Did he snore? Did he do the whole...
Mr. Vegas.
Did he do that after he said you look like Wayne Newton?
There's a scene in this movie where, like, he freaks out at the dinner table because his wife won't let him have anything with cholesterol in it.
Yeah.
And he's, like, deciding he's going to go on this road trip and be a man. And he's eating sticks of butter. And he gets this close to going, rrr, rrr, but he just, you can see that they told him not to go, not to do the, rrr, 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 whatever he does. And he was like,
That's my thing.
He had a mouthful of butter struggling not to go, rrr, rrr.
Act like a caveman.
Yeah.
But now,
Martin Lawrence riding bikes with Travolta.
Now, is that just like a City Slickers 3 script that they just dusted off?
Yeah.
Is that really what that was? Is that
this
like,
time we're not going to use the horses, but we'll get motorcycles. Yeah. Let's bring in the black.
Bill Macy as Bruno Kirby.
And they go out.
Travolta's pushing the action. He's the one who's the real go-getter.
Travolta's the man.
Tim Allen's like the hero. You know, because you see through his eyes. Martin Lawrence is the nigger. And
Why do you gotta go there?
I didn't mean.
Why do you gotta go there?
No, I apologize.
Please stop it.
Does he have to
carry the other guy's luggage?
Seriously though, I'm gonna have to ask when if we can get any black guys to come on the show after that, for our Black History Month roundtable. I'm gonna have to ask him. Name me 5 black guys that ever rode a motorcycle. Thank you. Go. And it just doesn't happen.
Yeah. It's not
so weird.
Not with
Martin,
4 middle-aged white guys,
right,
it doesn't happen.
First of all, he's 10 years younger than all those guys, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, why is he hanging out with those guys?
But, you know, if you call him a fag, no one would care.
That's a good point.
Was this sort of like what Richard Pryor might have done, like in his movie career, or is it not even?
Yeah, but then it probably would have been.
Is it not
funny.
Even that good? Is
no.
it not
Gene
like,
Wilder would have been?
Is it
in
not
it
a Gene Wilder Richard Pryor thing? It's
no,
not
those,
even working
you know,
on that
you
level.
You know, contrary to popular belief, some of those are funny.
No, like, I know those are.
We need some stir crazy quotes. By the way,
I don't have any.
So I bet at some point in the movie they go up against another biker gang. I haven't seen it, but I guess guess what happens.
I can't believe your ability to discern.
and wait, hang on.
You've discerned.
They defeat the other biker gang in some way.
They run into Ray Liotta's got a biker gang.
Oh, Ray Liotta, what is he doing?
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
This is two bad.
That's my
movies.
Ray Liotta right there.
I saw two bad Ray Liotta movies in a day because I saw this other unwatchable piece of shit called Smoking Aces.
Yeah, that's on TV every minute.
This has everybody who ever was in Hollywood is in this movie. It's got Ben Affleck is in there.
Is this the bounty hunter movie?
Yeah.
Is it crap?
Oh God, is it F? Oh, is it awful? They want Jeremy Piven is a snitch. He's a mob. He's a magician. Believe it or not, Joel.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
He does a lot of card tricks.
Yeah,
he's a magician, but he's like you know in with the mob, like Wayne Newton.
Yeah.
And oh, I'm sorry, Wayne. There is no mafia. And then like all these guys come to try and they have a contract on him. And Ryan Reynolds is in it.
Okay.
Ray Liotta.
You rarely see a good ensemble film made nowadays.
It looks very bad.
It's horrible.
And it looks like the ad is like maybe the most annoying thing ever.
Yeah.
Because it's like 60 seconds of just loud music and guns. Yeah. And it's like, who fucking would want to watch that?
No. One of the other critics said the perfect thing. You know the last 10 minutes of True Romance?
That's what it is.
Watch an hour and a half of that. Just watch just bullets flying indiscriminately.
Yeah.
And it's bad. Oh.
Yeah, it looks bad. This is the worst time for movies.
Everyone out toughing each other.
I still have to see Blood and Chocolate this week. I still got a long way to go.
I don't even know what that is.
That's
what is that?
A werewolf movie or something.
Oh, yeah, see.
Yeah,
that's a werewolf movie.
Yeah, good time.
Well, I had never heard, I swear to God, I had never heard or knew the existence of Stomp the Yard until it was number one at the box office.
Oh, Stomp the Yard.
I had never heard of that movie coming out. I mean, maybe I'm out of touch with young people or
this
the African American. Who goes to that anyway?
I don't know. I wish
was that blacks or teenagers?
Blacks go to that.
Blacks
I
to
wish I
yard?
Was going back to junkets again because you do. There's another world. I did
Stomp
a week.
The yard.
I did a weekend of all black movies like 2 years ago. I did, and it was the whole one weekend, and they were all coming out at the same time. Soul Plane, Barbershop 2, and You Got Served. And they flew me out to L.A. to hang out, and it was like I was eating like. And the best part is they go to the catering there. It's like little chicken wings and like, you know, it's black eyed peas, but they're really well done. They're like, it's like, it was like hot cuisine soul food. And it was like me and 50 guys from Atlanta. And I go, what? This isn't another world. This is not for me. This is a different world with Lisa Bonet. Anything else jumping at you on the Oscar
list? No, not really. I mean, I don't know.
It's like a boring Oscar race this year.
Jackie
really.
Earle Haley is nominated for Little Children. A lot of people might not remember him. He was the guy that played every punk rock, like every punk
was
teenager
in
the
70s. Bad News Bears?
He was a kid from Bad News Bears, and he was in Breaking Away, and he was in.
He got nominated, really?
Yeah,
again,
but he's like an old man. Well, yeah. He's like an old. He still kind of looks like that kid. Because you can't really imagine that kid as
Kelly
an adult.
Lake, man.
Yeah, he was Kelly in Bad News Bears.
He looks like he and Bud Cort. Like if you look at them in the 70s and look at them now, you're like, you know, time is a motherfucker.
Yeah,
they look beat by the.
Meanwhile, how late did that kid get? You know, growing up. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Well, that movie, Little Children, was good. It was kind of like Happiness.
Yeah,
Happiness in like American Splendor.
Was it
not American Splendor? American Beauty.
Yeah.
Sort of in between. It was good, and Kate Winslet was naked in it, so that's speaking of naked.
Oh, who's naked?
Another movie I've seen that's coming out. Not as bad as those other ones, but very weird. Black Snake Moan.
Okay.
Okay, this movie's coming out. You got to see this. It's Samuel L. Jackson.
Okay.
As, you know, he's
Black Snake's on a plane?
No. He's an old blues singer whose wife leaves him, and he's depressed, and he's like got a farm or somewhere he grows butter beans. And Christina Ricci is this drunked up whore.
Yeah.
And she goes into a tailspin because Justin Timberlake leaves her to go to the army. So
oh.
So she goes, gets blown out and blows like 15 guys and they beat her up and leave her out front of his farm. And he decides he's going to put the Lord into her and not the,
is that
black,
what he calls
not
his
the
penis?
Black Lord. Right.
Yeah.
And
thank you.
And she's running around this movie for 45 minutes like naked. Like she's like. She's running around in her underwear, and like she it looks like she hasn't eaten in 6 months. I mean, she's like,
holy shit, man.
It's unbelievable.
Is it good?
He chains her to a radiator. That's the plot of the movie.
Yeah.
He chains her to a radiator.
Yeah, it sounds like a date movie. Yeah.
Oh,
I can't wait to.
Weird movie.
Take
weird
the ladies
movie.
Out
it's
to
guy
Black Snake Moan.
Flow.
You want to get chained to a radiator, honey?
Oh, yeah.
Because we can make that happen.
Yeah, people are into that. There's some people into that.
It's going to get you some tail, let me tell you.
Unfortunately, I have a forced hot air furnace, but we'll improvise. I'll chain you to the entertainment center.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, what are you supposed to... Yeah, but
I'm just telling you, the weirdest stuff comes out this time of year. There's another movie where Billy Bob Thornton makes a rocket ship in his barn.
And it works.
It's called Astronaut Farmer. Yeah, he tries to launch his rocket out of his barn.
Wow.
Weird stuff going on.
Why can't
we
get together and make a piece of shit?
I know.
There's obviously a budget out there.
I know two of my friends from high school are at Slam Dance with movies right now. And I hate my life. I really
want
to
suck a tailpipe.
Well, go
make a movie. You got a show.
Yeah, that's true.
You got a show.
I got to bring. Right, I got to hold this down every week.
You got to smack your mouse on the table.
I want to do a documentary on
you. That drives me nuts when you do that. By the way, can I just say that? And you don't have to stop doing it if it's something you got to do. But
I don't have to do it.
Be conscious of it on some level because it annoys me.
I want to get.
Does it annoy anyone else that listens? That Corey, that's the clicking noise you hear throughout the show.
Are you going to accept the challenge of Guitar Hero?
I don't know. First of all, Chris Peters. I don't even know from that guy. I think he probably has Guitar Hero 2 if he just got it, which I don't have.
He does, and he has two guitars, too.
He has two, but he has Guitar Hero 1. On that, and if there's different songs, then there's no way for me to practice and get my skills up to challenge him.
Okay.
I may be getting Guitar Hero 2 on the Xbox 360, so that could be a challenge.
It was a good time. I enjoyed playing
it. It's a great game. I'm not saying that
you have to, like, buy another guitar now?
Well, if you buy it on the Xbox 360, yeah, you'll get a 360-specific guitar. And
you're the first person I knew who played Guitar Hero. I remember you talking.
I was doing it before it was cool. Yeah,
I'll give you a challenge, Bill.
Go ahead, I'll take.
Do you want to play Celebrity Guitar Hero Challenge?
I'll get in there one of these days.
It could happen. It could happen.
I'll do that.
Well, if you're saying you have skills, is that what you're saying?
I played a little bit.
Maybe we can throw you on the mailing list, or maybe not.
Was it hard?
Was it hard? It was not easy, was it?
When I finished.
Yeah, Guitar Hero is a great game. I think it's getting a little played out. It's a little too, it's becoming a little too mainstream.
I think that it's going to replace karaoke. I think it could.
It's fun. It's a good game, and I enjoy it. And I certainly got good to a point with that. But there's guys that can school me like on that, like crazy. I don't know that Chris Peters is one of those guys, but probably.
He says he plays on hard all the time.
Well, of course, because Chris Peters is
a
Superman. That I could never be.
I'm just throwing it out there. I want to see this challenge.
I'm surprised with all the pussy he gets that he can even play Guitar Hero. I'm surprised when he's knee-deep in a girl's vagina that he can actually fire up his PlayStation and do that at the same time. But, no, I'm kidding. Actually, I like Chris. You know why I like Chris
bitterness.
Peters? You know why I like, actually, Chris Peters is a juggalo. So I might have to
get
ask Chris.
Up.
Yeah, I know. Chris Peters doesn't really look like a juggalo, but he is.
He's into that.
Chris talks to me about that. Chris kisses my ass a little bit because I do my Chuck the Clope bit.
As if I didn't hate Chris enough.
Yeah.
No, you have every reason to hate Chris, but Chris is down with ICP. So he,
oh, for God's sake.
He goes to Hollow Wicked every Halloween.
God. Is there any end to that plague?
I don't know. There's no plague.
The Wigger apocalypse continues.
Oh, stop it. You're gonna, you know, people, juggalos have written in to me to the Upchuck the Clown show and said that they like the Corey and Joel Radio.
Oh, well, good for them.
See, so you can.
I like the pictures they sent.
By the way, welcome aboard, juggalos. I'm glad you like the show. I'm not gonna lie to you and tell you your music doesn't suck.
Okay, well,
so there you go. Worst music ever recorded. Bill, how do you feel about it?
I like the taste of orange Faygo and vagina.
Yeah, there's a girl that sent me some naked pictures, and
I just don't get it.
There's some perks to being on. I've never gotten naked pictures from this show.
Yeah, I'm not really into music. You guys are into music. I don't care. Because
Cam, send us some naked pictures.
We haven't had any naked pictures of Sparksy or anything.
Well, we've had girls in here playing the sex dolls.
Yeah, who's out there listening to this? We'll send nude photos.
I want nude photos for the Corey and Joel Radio Show. I demand it.
Show a body part. You don't even have to show your
face.
Let's
stop messing around.
I don't want to see naked guys, though.
There's girls that listen to
the show.
You can
send your wife, and there are girls that listen to the show. So send us some naked pictures.
Many of whom I've dated. I know because I get notes about
email at CoreyandJoelRadio.com is the email address for all of your naked photo needs.
Let's have the Corey and Joel Lady of the Year. We can have a contest.
Yes!
Or a pageant.
This Corey and Joel pageant.
Yeah, have a
pageant. That's a possibility.
We'll get some prizes, give away a little toffee fame. Maybe we'll get some gift certificates. I want to be a judge, please.
Well,
I hear Cherry Brooklyn hitting the Stairmaster right now.
We have our stable of hoes. We have Cherry Brooklyn and Nadia. And Penny and Laura Lou.
We need some fresh ones.
Although Laura's going, we got to do the. Maybe we'll do Laura Lou's bachelorette party.
Oh.
Does that sound fun for anyone?
They already have that.
Well, we could have one on the show. What I'm saying.
All Laura's too big time for me now.
Oh.
Really? You didn't get invited? Laura Lou.
She's busy.
Been on the
she's
show.
Caught up. In this.
She's getting
she's
married to some guy. Corey's upset that he's not at the wedding. Explain.
No, I'm not. I just, I just feel like Laura's only previous occupation was where's my keys.
But wait a minute.
Are these my panties and where am I waking up? And now she's getting married and she's big timing us.
But I'm saying you
play that game. Are these my panties?
I don't feel slighted not being invited to the wedding.
No, if it's a small wedding.
It's very small.
Now who's invited to the wedding? You're in the family now. So
yeah,
who's
so I'm there.
You're married to the
family
sister.
And a couple cousins and
but I mean but I mean who's invited? Let me just give you some names and you tell me if they're invited or not.
Okay,
let me give
ahead.
You a name.
Okay.
Connie Ettinger invited?
Not invited.
Not invited. Connie Ettinger's not invited.
Really?
Feel slighted now?
Keith Ruff.
Not invited.
Okay, but I didn't expect that Keith Ruff would be invited. No. But Marty Butler invited.
Not invited.
Steve Sabo not invited. Really? Steve Sabo not invited. Okay, see, there you go. See, I don't feel slighted at all by this.
Trust me, you're not slighted. I may be the only other comic besides her that's going to be there.
Open bar at the wedding?
It's at they're getting married in a park, and then we're going to eat, and then we're going to the bar afterwards.
So there's really not even, there's not even like a hall.
Not a hall, just a restaurant type.
Restaurant kind of.
I'm just kvetching because I love weddings. It's free booze and food, and what more is it?
Corey loves weddings so much that he shows up. Not only does he miss your ceremony, Bill, he shows up in the midst of dinner being served at your reception. I don't know if you ever knew that. This fucking guy over here that whines and bitches that he's not invited to somebody else's wedding, fucking completely. He's the last to show up and the first to leave at your wedding. This is your pal over here. This guy leaves. The fucking thing's not even. The fucking. I'm still eating. He's fucking out of there. This guy. He's a piece of garbage.
Come on.
Don't
pretend. That you like? You didn't buy a gift. I bought a gift. I put your goddamn name on it. That's what a friend you are to him.
But I was
That's what a friend you are to him.
Hey, but I was at the bachelor party all night.
You were at the bachelor.
Yeah, you were.
But all night.
Oh, what if I get married? Well, you're going to be in my. What's going to happen then?
At the bachelor party, were we?
That's
not...
That's going to be a show. I have a feeling.
You and I did our role. We sat and distracted the father-in-law.
No,
by playing blackjack.
Yeah, you did. You had to. Well.
While Billy Boy was face deep in Snoopy.
Yeah, you're not.
And
good.
So we did our role for this.
Bill, we had a good time at the bachelor party, but he did. He's kind of a dick about stuff like that.
Well, he probably had something to do. He
feels slighted, and then he slights everybody else.
Went back and nailed some broad. I have a feeling he was getting pussy that
night. You know what his thing was? And then it was like we had to save a table. The table was kind of weird because people weren't all sitting together.
Yeah.
And so we were saving seats for him, and they weren't there, and people wanted to sit. Mm. And I'm like, you can't sit there.
Look
Corey's
what
in here.
The guy. Well,
Corey's not
he's
here.
He's holding this in.
No, but you're a dick about stuff like that. And then you come on and you bitch.
It's a grudge.
And then you don't realize the problems you cause when you were late today for the show. I mean, you cause problems sometimes, and you don't know.
Listen to this guy.
And you act like everyone's got to kiss your ass. Well, maybe you don't get invited because you're a dick.
Listen.
Ever
to
think
this.
About that? Did it ever fucking cross your mind?
Wow, he's just upset about
the universe.
I'm hurting his rep with his.
Were you reviewing a fucking horror movie the night of his wedding? What was going on? Was there a screening you had to go to? You just don't understand sometimes. You don't understand the way it comes off to people. The way it comes across, the way that you behave sometimes.
I have never seen you at an event you didn't want to leave.
I'm not saying. Hey, listen,
I have never seen you one time not.
What are you talking about?
I'm gonna fucking do that.
I was at. I actually did walk in late to his ceremony, but he had it in Ann Arbor on a Friday at 5 o'clock.
It was a tough call.
The traffic was terrible.
It was terrible that day,
yes,
and I remember that.
We were in traffic. That's why
I beat you by a solid hour, and I was late.
Well, I couldn't make it to the ceremony.
I was so late, Frank G beat me to the ceremony. That's how late I was. And then you were late. Frank G's a black guy, by the way. Anyway, half Mexican. Anyway,
my God, man.
What is all in?
I'm sorry, it came out. You just. It's weird when you demand stuff.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
I'm not demanding.
But Corey's like that about comedy too. He demands gigs out of people, and then the guy's not working, and you wonder why. you tell everyone to fuck off, and then when they book a room, you get pissed when you're not working.
Wow.
All right, maybe we should take a break. Bill's loving this, by the way. Look at this guy.
I haven't even begun starting on your retarded Wigger ICP.
I haven't even begun to
delve into how little of your soul remains intact.
Oh,
from I feel like I'm in the middle of a marriage fight right now.
40-year-old men in clown makeup that you are so wannabe in the cool kid club of. I haven't begun to start on you. Desperate for acceptance so much, you got to hang out with 40-year-old men in clown makeup who throw Faygo on 12-year-olds.
All right.
That's what you got to do. I show up to Bill's wedding a little bit late. I get grief.
He can't even hold back now. Look, no one's invited to Laura's wedding. Don't feel slighted. I'm not invited.
You know what? Now that I find
invited.
No one's
invited. It's going to be cold out.
Let Laura have her day.
All I'm saying is...
Look, Corey, from Laura's perspective, it's less people that she has to apologize
to afterwards. She posted on MySpace or her after party. It's going to be at some bar. You can always go to that.
Look, I love Laura very much.
It's in Plymouth. That's some Irish bar.
Laura's a great friend of mine and Joel's. And obviously you, because you married her sister. I love Laura. I'm not upset. I just want to go to the second wedding.
Well, we'll see what we can do there.
Yeah, the I'll next probably, one, I'm
I'll
in.
Keep that in mind.
I'm going to the next wedding.
When Laura's kid is the ring bearer, is that the one you want to go to?
I'll tell you what. I don't go to the wedding.
I'm kidding, Laura. I love you.
I don't go to the wedding. I'll go to the annulment for this. How about that? Can I go to that? Can I get an invite to the annulment?
Right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. I'm sorry. This turns into me and you in a fight, and it shouldn't be that way.
And Bill's like, but I, you don't. You're like, I don't like it when mommy and daddy fight. You're just
no. So
I haven't seen Joe get this so irate before.
Well, he's ridiculous. He doesn't realize
it
sometimes.
And I haven't heard you.
I'm
going to
click my mouth.
Now he's going to slam his mouse down on the table all day.
I got it. Every now and then, you got to let him just run. You know.
I like it. He's like a stallion.
Yeah.
I got to get going, though. I got to be honest with you. I have a kickboxing class.
Are you fucking serious? What time do you got to go?
I got to be there at 6 o'clock.
All right. So you got another 10 minutes. We're going to do a break, and we'll come back. We'll make our big announcement, and then I'll let you out.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. We're going to take a break. Listen to some more of Montreal. We're going to we've got a big announcement about the show after the break that you guys are going to love. Major announcement, and we'll do that after the break, and we'll come back with more stuff. Here's more of Montreal from the new album. That's of Montreal, with a title that I can't even probably pronounce because they have ridiculous
They're
titles.
They're a kooky band like that.
What was the name of that song, by the way?
That was called Grönlandic Edit.
Grönlandic
Whatever
Edit.
That means.
It sort of ends quickly. That's why
Stereolab. Stereolab.
Yeah, it's
like
got
that.
A little thing there. But anyway, speaking of well, we just Corey goes. I'm going to the of Montreal show, but little did he know.
Right.
Give me a little drum roll here, Corey, because that was our big announcement. Our big announcement is we've talked about this. We've teased it. Finally, it's going to happen as part of the two-year anniversary celebration of the Corey and Joel Radio Show. The Corey and Joel Roast will be happening Wednesday, March 14th. at the Comedy Castle in Royal Oak, Michigan.
Good times.
One of the top 10 comedy clubs in America will be hosting us. We've been there. We've been live in the lobby with John Heffron before. But now yes. We will be live on stage with all of our...
And Bill and I have a date there this summer.
Yeah,
I think,
we're going to
be a lot of fun. A lot of the great comics that
with
you've...
With Laura.
The show that you've heard...
She doesn't hate me after this.
All the great comics you've heard are going to be part of that.
Oh, yeah.
So guys, plan on coming out. We'll have more details.
It'll be vicious,
closer,
I'm sure. It'll be a very
Corey
vicious
and Joel
roast.
So you'll hear lots of stuff about... what would be a roast topic? Just a topic. You don't have to do a joke, but what would be something...
And Corey's man love.
Yeah, I think we're going to get a lot of homo jokes.
How Italian Sal D'Amelio is, that'll be something.
Okay.
Though.
I've heard he's a wop.
What about us specifically? Do you have... I'll get lots of ICP
jokes.
You know,
like Joel's so Italian, his asshole has a mustache.
Oh, okay, there you
something
go. So
like
that's
that,
a possible joke.
A nugget.
Joke, but,
by the way, I'm bald. I hope you all know that.
Yeah, I think you'll get that.
I don't know if you've heard that, but...
I think
you're not
bald.
Bald. I would
sexy.
Call you bald.
Okay, thank you. Well, Amy
I
likes it.
I will. I have no problem
calling
him.
He's got hair on his head. What are you
he's got,
about?
Well, here's the... Well... But there's different definitions of what bald is.
You know, it's clinging on for dear life, but it's up there.
There's bald, and then there's balding, and then
my hair's like a Cuban refugee on a raft floating into Miami
okay.
Harbor.
But he's not
barely
like,
struggling.
Is it gonna make it?
Oh my!
But Corey could do the bald guy look. You could do the PJ.
Yeah,
thing.
I could shave it, but
because isn't that PJ's deal? I've never known PJ with hair.
I've seen only I saw his college ID.
Yeah, but PJ.
Oh, how was it lustrous?
Did the word Sideshow Bob mean anything to you? It was really...
But PJ's claim is that he shaved it when he started to go bald.
Right. And a lot of guys do that, but not
yeah.
me. Or they wear hats, like Mike Stanley.
And Nigel Rosenblum,
I just worked with Mike
the show
Stanley.
Attorney.
Nigel
like
does
that.
Wear hats.
Nigel's that. Very bald.
It's a shame thing for some
what's
people.
What's really sad,
you know?
I grew up with Nigel, and we had like both had bit curly hair,
yeah.
like lush full heads of curly hair. And then, boom, we hit, like, mid-20s, and we're both bald. And he went balder faster than I did.
Yeah,
he's real bald.
He went super bald, like, in an hour. And like,
how did he handle that? How did he handle that?
I think it was, like, Lex Luthor. He had a chemical accident, and it made him evil and lost his hair.
Yeah, he's a guy that's, like, real bald. Like, I mean, it's...
Yeah.
Corey, like, you look at Corey, and he's got hair. I mean,
yeah,
it's good.
I would call
but
Corey
Nigel
bald.
But Rosenblum is bald. I mean, he's straight
way
up...
Way bald.
He's straight up bald eagle.
Yeah.
But Corey has hair.
Whatever.
So. Anyway, the roast will be March 14th. So, yeah, line up your ICP jokes for me. And unfortunately, you can still make the joke, but I'm no longer with the girlfriend that looks like me.
So am I the
so
only
you
officially
can make those
on
jokes.
The show other
you're the,
than
you're
you
the official one that's booked on the actual dais
okay.
to be performing that night. We'll be Bill Bichard, and we'll have more announcements as they happen, as we book comics in. Where I'm trying.
You
going to
get high, Joel.
I'm wondering because something happened during the break. I don't know why.
I don't know what happened. Bill stole my lighter in the Death Pool show, and he's yet to return it, though.
I'm sure.
Are you stealing that one, too?
This
or
one's coming on with me, buddy.
We just got this news, so subject to
yeah,
change.
Yeah, it's subject
we
to change who's
going to
be there. We're going to see who's there, but Bill has verbally confirmed
I will be there.
Chances
I wouldn't miss
are,
it for the world.
Chances are most of your friends and favorites from the show.
Well,
will be
everyone
there.
That was on the Death Pool show is going to get a chance to rip me for deleting that. So
I have
be,
a prediction that this will be one of the most vicious roasts that has gone
well,
on.
Here's the thing.
The roast phenomenon has hit.
There are people... Okay, usually when you do a roast, you know, it's like hey, it's your buddy and you're just poking fun. There's people that genuinely hate us.
They're hated.
Although I don't believe that we're going to get that many people on the dais that night. It's not going to be one of those where just every
I would say that you
from open mic shows up.
You and Corey are probably the two of the guys where I usually have to explain to people
well,
why they shouldn't hate you. And they don't seem
well,
to grasp
the thing
it.
About the show is that we don't put everyone on the show. And part of that a lot of that is just like...
I don't know.
There's
not reasons.
There's not really reasons. And then a lot of it is, you know, we invite, I would say a third of the people we invite on the show actually ever do it. Just because people are busy or people
don't
want to do it.
Yeah.
So it's like we literally invite more people than ever. I invited someone else to sit in with you today. And they're not here. So it's like it's weird. You
Bill,
know?
Who fucking stood us up?
Don't worry about it.
Bill,
it's no
we
deal,
never.
There you go again.
No.
Not giving out the information.
It was this chick that was going to come in, but she's
great,
not here now.
Great.
You know, I was just going to mention
I could have saw a vagina
how many
today.
Times has Bill been on here and we haven't shown him any coochie?
I've seen no, but yet I see every other show I'm watching, you have chicks, there's drinks flying around, there's breasts.
You got to sit and look at PJ.
I masturbate to your fucking sight over there.
We do have girls on, but we rarely mix girls and guys. Me and Corey, I think we figured that we're enough man. We've got the guy angle covered.
I'm going to tell you something, Bill. You're going to be in the hot tub party at some point.
Okay, okay. We'll get the hot tub party.
I tell you what, you do a hot tub party the weekend and night. This is where you do it. And you do the show. My wife will be in the hot tub.
Oh, well, that's what we like to hear.
I know that she would come out.
We like to hear.
She would most likely come out and do the show, or she'd at least sit in the hot tub while the show was going on.
What about Sal's girlfriend?
Can we get that?
You know what? I'm gonna offer her up too. Sal's girlfriend. Yeah, I'm gonna. I will.
If we get Sal's girlfriend and
I want a producer credit on that,
and then you guys can just go have a beer, and then you guys go up to the bar,
barbecue.
I mean, we could have her. Your girlfriend and her drunken friend keep teasing us.
Well, we've had them in the hot tub, but she's never on the show.
She is the perfect example of that person that always comes up to us and says, "I want to be on the show. I want to be on the show. Have me on the show." Then when I call her or whatever and go like, "Come on the show," it's I can never come on. I'm busy with this. I'm blah blah.
Oh no, she's so busy with her life.
And it's like people and a lot of people I think resent us for that. But you know, it's like we don't. I mean, people that get on the show, like Gary Tyson, who Corey dumps on because he's an old guy and Corey, I guess, resents that or something. I don't know.
I
like Gary. Gary was like, I want to be on the show. Tell me when I can do it. Yeah. And it was easy for him to get us on. So it was easy for us to get him on because he wanted to be on. So it helps when people want to be on.
Who's Gary Tyson?
Thank you. Pound it in. Thank you.
I'm not kidding.
No, Gary's a good guy. I do shows with Gary.
Okay,
he's a guy that does comedy with a little bit of magic thrown in.
Oh,
and
that reminds me of the time.
Do you want to tell the magic story? Go ahead.
Bowling Green, Joel does his magic. He gets this chick come out of the audience who I think actually came to the show to see you.
Well, that's the backstory. But this chick, do you want to tell your story and then I'll go ahead.
My favorite part of the story is when I'm sitting there watching the comedy show go on, and then Joel pulls out a deck of cards and shattered my dream for the guy forever.
But explain what happened.
And then
when
he does the card trick and it doesn't work.
Yeah, I did two card tricks. One of them worked.
The second one didn't work.
The second one didn't work, and I was going to close on it. And the card trick didn't work. And there was this chick. The story was I had met this girl the week before.
I thought it was a sure thing.
Well, I had met, and so did I. I had met this girl the week before when I played at this club.
They call her Camel Toe.
I don't know what they call her. Chick had the biggest
tits
you ever
saw. They were giant
hooters and really cute and everything. Young, you know.
Have you ever had sexual relations with a girl with really big breasts?
Not this one.
He was fucking trying. I'll tell you
This chick shows up, and she after the show, she's hanging out, and my buddy Scooter was there. So Scooter and I are doing magic tricks because Scooter helped me with magic and stuff. So
let me tell you about Joel and Scooter doing magic back in the old shop there. Woo!
You guys can get to that at the roast. So we're doing tricks at the bar after the show for people that were at the show.
Yeah.
And we're doing it good, and this chick was all into my magic tricks. She thought they were great. And I had a good comedy show, too, so I was really scoring with her, and I got her number, and I called her, and we chatted, and then we chatted online a little bit, and she goes, you need to come down for that charity show the following week. And I go, yeah, all right, I'll come down, whatever. And I thought, a way to close the show, I would do some magic at the end, and I would use her as my, like,
he makes it sound nonchalant. Yeah, I was going, he came busting up the stairs. He was covered in sweat. He couldn't run.
Oh, would you?
He could not get into that room fast enough.
So I show up, and I bring her
out.
He was panting when he ran on stage to do the magic trick. The magic trick. So I don't know if the magic trick not working.
I'm shocked.
Trick went so bad, it reminded me of 9/11.
The magic trick not working might have had something to do with why we didn't hang out again.
There was people jumping out of the fucking windows.
And the show ended, and we were supposed to hang out, and she told me if I came down, we'd hang out, and we didn't hang out.
And I thought Joel had
and
the
I might have blown it by
the
doing
BG
that.
Hookup, and nothing happened.
And nothing happened, and the girl went... Oh,
which is bullshit, because you drove all the way down
and
there.
And I drove all the way down there to at least hang out with a girl.
And what did I blame it on?
The magic, but the magic's the reason I got her number to begin with.
And you know, you would think that room, it's a college town. How many times have we done that damn bowling green?
Yeah.
All of us?
Yeah.
And nothing.
Well, you know,
I had somebody throw themselves at me one time, but I'm married. I couldn't do anything.
Here's the problem with sometimes college chicks, though, is they roll with like a big crew. They'll roll with like five guys.
College
and
girls
three
have
other
a big
girlfriends.
Posse. Is that what you're saying?
And it's hard. Yeah, it's hard.
Very difficult to get away from the pack.
You got
to
peel them off posse. And get them drunk, and it's hard because
they always want to be with their friends.
They live in a house with 12 other people, and it's always a big fucking pain in the ass. So college chicks are hard sometimes to really.
Which kind of explains date rape when you think about it. I mean, it almost makes it okay. How else you're supposed to get
yowza. A all right, Bill. How's that? How's that kickboxing class? How's that going?
Yeah, I knew that was gonna come. come back
I'm
to
kidding,
bite me.
I'm kidding.
I've been going there for about, this will be my fourth visit to the kickboxing.
Yeah, room. Now you're actually learning to kick people's asses?
No,
or is it like
just
a cardio,
to sweat. Just
is it
cardio,
a workout?
Cardio buildup.
It's,
yeah.
it's a kickboxing workout. It's
yeah,
not
exactly.
It's kickboxing,
more of a workout. I'm not going to fight
you're
anybody.
Not training you're to fight
no,
anybody.
Now, what
anything?
If you trained to fight Steve Sabo?
Ooh!
I would I have to train?
Is
he in shape? I haven't seen
Steve. Did you hear the show? Well, he was on our show. And Sabo said that his dream was to be an ultimate fighter in the UFC.
Yeah, I saw that. And I never knew that. That's something out of the
You're
them.
5'4". Who are you fighting?
It's a dream.
Well, I know, but his dream might be to be 5'9", too, which he claims.
he's like Wolverine, man.
I don't know what
he's small, but scrappy.
Sabo wants to be an all-in.
I can't even get that through my head. I can't imagine him walking out in that ring and going
at
him.
Who is he
going
to fight?
Somebody.
I'm trying to hook up him and Kevin Kramus in a fight. I think.
How about him and Chris Peters?
Chris Peters, there you go. Chris Peters.
What about Keith Lennart?
Oh! These are all people nobody knows.
I know.
Boy, these are fun.
Inside
us.
Jokes! So anyway. In the Arctic Circle are listening to this going, who the fuck is Chris Peters? And they go and Google Chris Peters and they get nothing. They get some like Lubriderm salesman.
I think if you spell Chris
Arizona.
With a K, I think yeah. It will get you closer. With Chris Peters, but
Keith Lennart, you actually Google Keith Lennart, the internet shuts down. They just go, so, no, nothing here. There's nothing here for you. No,
a tumbleweed goes across your screen. I'm kidding. Keith's a good guy.
Oh, Keith is a good guy.
He's a good guy and a comedian. Anyway, I'm kidding. He's a anyway. Bill, how's that kickboxing?
I don't care for it.
No?
No, I do. I love it. I love it.
Are you getting in shape, though? Were you feeling like I need to get in shape?
Yeah, working out. Yeah, just trying to lose some poundage. That's you know. Good.
So John Heffron did our show.
Yeah.
And he does this thing called Krav Maga, which is the Israeli Army's defense system. Like, that's their personal martial arts.
See, that's the kind of stuff you take when you've got money.
I know.
I mean, that's just something you say when you're out in L.A., that
right.
You do something like that.
Right.
That, you know, it's just... What has he got? Raid on Entebbe? What the hell is he doing?
I don't know.
Here?
Yeah, he can be like Benjamin Netanyahu. You know, and like,
he spends $200 an hour to sweat.
I mean, give me a break.
As opposed to doing it
just,
for free.
That's all status.
Yeah. You learn how to punch a Palestinian in the throat and crush his larynx.
Yeah.
I don't know, but we ran an article on it last week about this class that Heffron's in. I don't know if it's the same one he's in, but we ran an article in our paper, and they titled it Jiu-Jitsu.
Jiu-Jitsu.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and that did not go. We got angry letters about that. Yeah.
Oh, bastard. Speaking of Jews,
this
was a kind of a big controversy this week. We found this on the internet out there. This is a show. I watch this show because I'm a big football guy, and it's almost Super Bowl. And this is a guy named Sean Salisbury. He does a show called NFL Live. It's on ESPN. And Sean Salisbury is like this real loudmouth. And he's like one of these pundits that knows everything about football. And usually, I think to be a football pundit, you had to be a good NFL player.
And he was.
But Sean Salisbury was one of the worst quarterbacks
of
all time.
Second string.
Yeah, he was like a backup. He played in in Seattle and Minnesota primarily.
What if they had Art Schleister on those blackjack shows, though? Because Art Schleister was a quarterback and a gambler.
Yeah, you could.
He could do that.
He's down and out, man. He is still on the
Salisbury was giving his opinion of the Indianapolis Colts in their defeat of the New England Patriots the other day, and particularly with the performance of Peyton Manning.
And
he said this. Now, see if you hear a racial slur in this.
Oh, it's there. I listened this morning.
The thing that stuck out the most to me throughout the season,
right.
and it reared its head in this game, is down 21-3. I saw a calmness about him. We've always known he's a great player, but a calmness that said, you know what, no need to panic. We'll nip, we'll tuck, we'll go, we'll crunch, we'll do it all. And they nickel and dimed, and Peyton made the play when it mattered all through the second half.
Okay, now he says... Well, they kicked, they scrapped, they chewed, or they punched.
They didn't chew.
They jewed.
They jewed.
And then he goes,
they nickel and dimed
him. So people are saying, well, he said chew. And I'm like,
I distinctly heard it. He muttered under his breath, Jew.
I think you're right, Woody.
No, I'm not. We were walking off the tennis court.
What are you
and
right
he was there, and me and his wife, and he looked at her.
Anyway,
I think he said Jew.
Oh, it's totally.
Why, if you say
Jew and then nickel and dime, and then they're going to try to make it chew. Come on.
You know, a couple years ago, Bill Parcells said, We got Jap plays that we're inserting in the game. They're
you said they had
players.
Sneak plays. They got some Jap plays.
Right. And he said, and then the best way he covers it up, he's like, no offense to the Orientals.
Hey.
Which
he's,
is a,
he's old school.
Yeah, you know, no offense to the Orientals, but we
which
got
is
some
another
Jap
insult,
plays.
Which is like slur. Right,
the Oriental is a rug.
We like
a,
to call it the slant-eyed white. Run
like
a slant eye for me there.
Like, what's Sean Salisbury's apology? Well, sorry.
Chop, chop.
Yeah, this is called
the...
This place called 23 Slot Zipperhead Right. And
chop chop, Bingley.
Yeah, and then what we do is the defensive end runs the gook, and then we come
around.
I like
to call this next play chicken fried rice.
It's but I believe the Jap goes back is a reference to Pearl Harbor,
sure. Yeah.
Which is kind of an old school thing.
Well, the Jew, so he's just an anti-Semite, and he just showed
everybody. Well, Sean Salisbury's not even that old, so, I mean, it's hard to...
He's the same guy that's been accused of sending his picture of his penis.
Yeah, that was a rumor, too, that he took a photo of his penis on his cell phone and sent it to other employees of ESPN. But he sounds like a real blowhard asshole.
How do you send a picture of your penis to somebody, and then... You see them in the hallway at work. How do you act?
I mean, I make you a little horny?
I don't know. I mean, it's disturbing. Because first of all, that's so out of character. That's so out of place. There's no place for that kind of language on ESPN. Because what Jew has ever played football?
That's true.
That is not even fair.
That's true, but they've owned a few.
Yes, that is.
I have the digital camera. Do you want me to send you this if I take a picture of my...
No, I don't want to see that.
What?
I tell you what, Joel will take a picture of his penis. This is what you should do. For the girls to send their body parts, you send yours.
Well, you know what? That's fair.
Why not?
Would you do that?
Now, that's a trade now. There's nothing
like,
perverse about that.
If I would send my penis to any girl that sent me naked photos.
Yes.
It's gonna be like
that's fair. I'll make that trade.
It's going to be a Craigslist.
It's like a private part swap. That's
you ever
calling.
Go on Craigslist and go into casual encounters?
No.
Yeah, it's just a collection of floppy middle-aged dicks. It's just
photo
taking
pictures
after,
of the dicks that you're because that's what the women want.
And I know people that deliberately will like answer and reply to those and fuck with the Craigslist people.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody who did that, and I was like, why do you bother with that? Like, it is weird though. If you read those Craigslist ads, it's always like 65-year-old man desires hard-bodied 20-something. It's like, who's fucking?
And here's a picture of my beanbag.
Yeah, and hard-bodied 20. I mean, you know what I mean? Like. It's weird, like, requests, you know what I mean? Like,
when you're at that age, you know what you want. Let's face it. You've been through the ringer. You have an idea of exactly
what
you want.
Nobody's answering. What do you think the success rate of a Craigslist penis photo ad is?
Pretty good, because I've seen people, I know people that, like...
0.001%.
I know people that will put fake ads up, and they'll get answers back.
No, but I mean, what is the success of actually banging somebody?
Oh,
not about getting a response, but I mean...
If you got laid off of Craigslist,
I think that's a long... I mean, we had the Cherry Brooklyn in here who told her story about how she let guys spank her.
All right.
But she's like a real freak, and that's pretty rare.
I'm just going to read some... These are some actual Craigslist postings that are up right now.
All right.
I'm just going to read some. You tell me which one you want me to click on.
Okay.
You need some relief?
Now, is that men?
It's M4M.
Oh, yeah, that's gets gay.
Hello, ladies. Got a proposition for you with a smiley face.
That's a guy looking to get laid.
Bang me and pay me. Laugh out loud. Spoil me.
Go back to bang me and pay me. Let's see what
is that a chick? A lot of those are hookers, though,
I was going to go for ever.
Really? That didn't sound like a hooker.
I was going to go for ever try.
Well, not even that, but just in general.
Bang me and pay me.
That's a good one.
The title listings on this page will be removed in just a few minutes. Posting flagged down.
You can't put up a
apparently
pay
you can't
me.
Be a prostitute.
You have to be
internet.
A little more. You have to be a little more discreet about
ever
it.
Try a facial? Me neither. But I'm looking for a woman who wants to try this.
Okay. Let me just tell this guy. Nobody wants to get a facial. No girl. I mean, girls will take them.
They'll take a facial.
They'll take them, but they're not
going to. They're not driving around all day going, boy, I really would like a load of cum on my face.
Yeah, they're not going, I need to get to Northville to this guy's apartment.
Yeah.
I always love these ones.
Well,
like,
I'm going to go over there. We're going to have some drinks, and then he's going to cum on my face.
Yeah.
These guys are like, I got a suite at the Doubletree. Anybody want to come over?
They're completely
delusional. Oh, well, yeah, okay.
These ads are just complete idiots, and no one's getting. But you know what? You got to wonder, though, if it doesn't fill some need in that guys are horny. And they can at least
it's
jack
just
off.
More, yeah, it's more masturbation material.
Thinking that somebody's going to want to get a
chick is looking
facial.
At his floppy.
I'm looking at your personal cocksucker, and that's...
click on that.
Your personal cocksucker.
I'm going to click on the ones that have pics.
Your own.
Yeah, click on ones with
personal
pics.
Oh, look at that. Cocksucker. You like that? Let me see. Look at that, Bill.
Is that a penis?
Why would you even take a picture of that?
It's really badly rendered. It's like, it looks like it was taken in a dark room. It's like, it's like a red light.
He took it in the dark room.
It's so
non-erect.
Let's see. Want to go for a ride?
Hey!
Look at that mushroom cat.
Look at this
now,
guy.
Is this a gay ad or is this a straight ad?
It's there. It is, Joel.
Okay. Now is that straight?
That is the smallest thing I've ever seen in my life.
It's man for woman. 29.
Okay.
I'm so horny.
Guy has a butt plug
today.
For a penis, this guy.
But do you feel that, like, a chick is even cares about a guy's penis?
Almost
picture?
No women must ever.
No,
I don't think any chicks
come
answer
on.
These.
Look at this one.
Yeah, but if you post as a woman on here, you'll get 100 reports.
Right, if you pose as a woman, but you're not going to actually, like, bang a chick from doing this.
Oh, that's most disturbing.
Well, let's see this one. Hold on.
Oh.
All right, you know what?
Talk about Black Snake Moan. Right. Oh, that is a two.
All right, I'm ending the Craigslist discussion because people can go on their own local Craigslist.
Yeah,
look at gay.
They're so disturbing.
But I think those things are just like they're just weird people's weird fantasies, and they verbalize them. And I guess that must
and then they wonder
give
if
them
it's
some
come through,
and they must give them some sort of satisfaction to at least place it.
Maybe
it's an outlet. Maybe it prevents guys from showing their weenie at the bus stop.
Because look at how many he just ran by there. There must be 200 on that sheet. I mean, come on.
Young male rocker looking for some fun. Trenton, willing to travel.
So is this a bad thing? Do we think Craigslist is bad, or is it just...
I just think
it's another
sad.
Way for people to try to meet.
But I mean, isn't it better than a guy on the subway in a trench coat opening it up?
Here's
somebody
offering PC repairs in exchange.
Oh, by the way, yes, I can defrag your hard drive,
yeah,
ladies.
Yeah.
Email at CoreyandJoelRadio.com.
I'll get you set up for Vista if you want.
Whatever you need,
Vista.
Honey. I can
get you some Vista, then I'm going to Fista.
Wonk, wonk. So, Sean,
he's got it all.
All right, enough of that. Please stop.
It's hard.
Yeah, I'm turning off
floppy.
Your microphone if you don't turn it off.
Anyway.
You got distracted.
Joel can't.
But you had other announcements, though. What were you also going to talk about?
I don't remember.
It's about Debbie.
Debbie Schlussel.
What's
about
Debbie Schlussel?
On the internet, yeah. Our good friend Debbie Schlussel, who was on the show a long time
ago. She was on the show about a year ago. She did an Oscars preview show. Yeah.
Okay.
She considers herself a movie critic, and she predicted the Oscars.
And how'd she do?
She did, I think Corey and I both beat her handily at picking answers. Corey, I think, won the overall, and then I think I was next.
I was really pretty accurate.
Corey was pretty good at it.
Okay, well,
Nobody did like 100%, but Corey was probably...
We should do that again.
Was probably 65 or 70%, and... I was around 50, and Debbie was about 40.
Yeah, we should do that again this year. We'll do that.
We'll do that. But do we need an actual movie critic instead of Debbie this year, or what do we do?
Well, I could get somebody else, yeah.
Okay.
I'll see.
But
Debbie, we haven't had her on in a while.
Okay.
She, you know, I understand why she goes to political stuff, but why she's at, like, Smoking Aces, I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know either.
She's got to write about it on her blog.
She's a Jew.
They got a list on this site called amiannoying.com called Hebrew Hotties.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, I'm not sure... exactly how the ranking works here.
Yeah.
Because, like, Brooke Burke's number four. Okay, I buy that.
The world's hottest Jew is Brooke Burke, or the fourth hottest
Jew? She's number four. Number two is Carrie Brownstein from Sleater-Kinney.
No. Okay.
I mean, so unless lesbians are voting for this?
Yeah, I don't know.
Nikki Reed is the number one.
I don't even know who that is.
She's pretty cute. But who's number 10? Debbie Schlussel.
Yeah, are there 10 Jewish women in the world? How does that happen?
I don't know. It's a picture of her in that leather vest.
This is the one that was on your show?
Yeah, she was on our show, but she was like a real, I don't know.
I saw Debbie yesterday. Debbie hangs out.
She talks so much that our show ran over that week because she's so annoying.
What does she do? Who's this?
Debbie
She's a conservative commentator.
She's like a radical Zionist.
Okay.
Like her whole issue is like terrorists and... The Arabs are coming to destroy us.
Yeah, she's pro-Israel and apparently likes bad movies.
I'm sorry, Debbie's number 9. Number 10 is Bonnie Franklin from One Day at a Time.
Get out of here.
I'm not kidding.
God, that's a shitty list.
One day at a time. Look at Bonnie Franklin.
Snap dancing.
Did Sarah Silverman make that list?
Tori Spelling's number 14.
Yeah,
she's
like
hot.
Chicks I've never heard of are on this list.
So wait a minute, Debbie Schlussel's hotter than Tori Spelling?
Supposedly.
Good God.
Gwyneth Paltrow, now how is she a Jew?
Her dad was probably a half Jew or something.
Because her mom's not a Jew. Paula Abdul is on here.
Okay.
Yeah, so anyway, I just thought that was astonishing.
I'm just surprised.
Tracy Gold,
Jewish.
And they put up her mugshot.
Well, you know, there's something to be said for a drunken Jew. I would enjoy that.
I know.
I'd enjoy a night with Tracy
Gold. There's something
Gold.
To say about a drunken Jew. Something to say about a drunken Jew.
Okay, this is all wrong.
Yeah.
Your girl Mila Kunis is number 30.
You're right.
unacceptable. Jennifer Jason Leigh is on here. Alicia Silverstone. Deborah Messing, who could haunt a
Winona
house.
Ryder is Jewish, I think. She's
Deborah
half
Messing,
Jewish.
Oh.
You know what? Winona Ryder should be high on this list.
Yeah, Winona Ryder's high. Fuck
she's
those people.
Height.
That, Homo made that list. I turned that off. That's horrible.
I could.
Homo
I just,
made
forget
it.
Forget, guys. I mean, has anybody ever met that? Not that Debbie's that bad. I'd bang Debbie, but I mean. Yeah.
How is Rachel Bilson? Debbie's... Rachel Bilson's 39 and Debbie's 9.
Yeah, fuck all that. All
right. So anyway, I just thought that was really funny.
Is your Jewiness make you... Is it a combination of hotness and Jewiness?
Gina Gershon, Leah Remini are down at 47. 48.
No, but I'm saying, does that have to do anything with a higher ranking?
I'm not sure.
Does being a super Jew like Debbie?
Well,
make
they've
it?
Got votes on them, and they got a percentage
that's what I don't
next
know.
To it. I don't know how this list is made.
Okay,
number 49, Oksana Baiul.
I love Oksana Baiul. Yes, Oksana Baiul's the hottest. Love Oksana.
When are you
going to
ask me to go out with you?
Any day now, Oksana. Can't wait
so
to go out with
I just saw that, and I couldn't believe Debbie
was
on there.
Well, that's great. That's fantastic.
So, Sean Salisbury, douche. Do we decide that?
Yeah, I think the guy's an idiot.
They're taking
and
the
they
got to
fire the guy. They fired Harold Reynolds for some kind of
bullshit. Yeah, for hugging somebody in a Boston
and
market.
Fox fired a guy for calling Buck. He said something about he made a joke about stealing and Buck Martinez and his wallet.
Yeah, some Mexican guy stole his wallet or something.
But you couldn't even like make out. Who was that guy? Steve
Sachs or
Steve Sachs?
Steve somebody. But it was.
It was during the World Series.
He got fired in the middle of the baseball playoffs for saying that. Wow. He made like some.
We're
vague
sensitive
joke.
Nowadays, man. We're sensitive.
Thank God I don't work for the ESPN because I'll tell you.
People,
I'd be fired
you know
for
what?
This
you
show.
Have to be careful what you say in public. Not on this show. You can say whatever you damn well.
But you know what? But you know what? If we ever, Corey, if we were ever on like the real radio or something,
yeah.
And someone ever found the archives of this show,
yeah, we'd be in trouble.
We'd be making Jew jokes. We'd be in trouble. So you know what are you gonna do, man?
Well, I guess we'll never be on real radio. So there
fuck
you go.
Off. Fuck off, real radio. I'm on W Fuck Off Radio.
Yeah, well,
of that.
Boy,
can I plug that?
Speaking of, no. speaking of real, well, people are so touchy. Look at the crap John Kerry got for that, which he clearly was not like his intention, but he fucked the joke up and he got so busted in the ass.
Hard to believe John Kerry can't deliver a joke,
know,
by the way.
It's hard to believe.
The guy's so funny. His timing is excellent.
Herman Munster screwed a joke up. Yeah. But you know what I mean? It's like that you can't. You got to be careful.
Did you hear the State of the Union last night? And the president worrying about the climate and global warming now, and then they branded Gore as a nutbag about 8 years ago.
Gore getting a boner now.
Well, you know, he's
gonna run. You watch.
The global warming thing is just a big fad, and everyone will.
Do you really think so?
It's absolutely.
You put it up there with the bird flu.
Really? You know, in the early 80s, you know what they were saying about the early 80s though was the ice age was coming.
Yeah.
Now the planet's hot, and before it was cold, and whatever it fucking.
Well, but
be.
When there's ice in California, you kind of.
But it does. But that has nothing to do with global warming. That's
but
called
you know
weather.
What? If that means warmer Michigan, I'm telling you right
but
now, hand
thing.
Me the fucking cocoa
here's
butter,
thing,
baby.
Bill.
I don't care.
Bill. Okay. What is it now? It's January.
Yeah.
Is it going to be warmer in March than it is in January?
Probably yes.
Okay. And is it going to be colder in September than it was in August?
Probably.
So that's what's going on.
The seasons.
It's not seasons, but you have to. What you have to do is you have to extrapolate like the normal seasonal change that we have, and if you extrapolate that into a, you have to look at that in 100 or 1,000 year cycles. The Earth gets hotter, the Earth gets colder, in the same way that it does every 3 months.
It is.
It may do that every 100 years, or every 200 years, or every 1,000 years.
So you're saying global warming is not an actual.
I'm saying the globe may be getting warmer, but it's not because. I'm driving a car, or I'm cooking on my barbecue grill.
Well,
Took a private plane.
That's where I think you're wrong.
And
I think,
that's the bullshit of global warming argument.
I can't quantify for you exactly how much of it is a natural weather cycle and how much of it is what's being caused by humans. But I think the people who deny it just don't want to feel bad about driving their gas guzzling.
But why do we necessarily have to feel bad about stuff? Because it's a liberal bullshit policy.
Okay.
They want to legislate everybody's behavior, and they're using that we're going to destroy the planet if we do something.
Right. And
that's a liberal thought process.
Right. And conservatives never want to regulate anybody's behavior.
I'm not defending conservatives.
They don't want homos to get married.
Conservatives. All I'm saying is you can't make policy based on scientific evidence that's not conclusive. Well, you can't base it on scientific evidence. It's not conclusive.
How about the fact that gas, the gas will run out eventually?
I would
How
agree. I'm for getting rid of gas, but it has nothing to do with the planet getting warm. Wow. It has nothing to do with that whatsoever. What
Gerald Posner book did you read that convinced you of that?
Okay, I'm going to...
Joel will read one article on something and go, oh, that's it. That's how it is. It must be. 500 books about the Kennedy assassination. The one that goes, nope, Oswald did it. Corey, that's the one Joel loves.
You're going to line up... Here's what the Kennedy assassination. You can line up all of the smart people in the world. And then, Corey, you can lay in bed with all the fucking whack jobs and the UFO that came down and shot them, and you can lay in bed with those people. All right, when the ship's sinking, they can save your ass, okay? And when smart guys like me that know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah, smart guys like Dick
smart
Cheney.
Smart guys like me that know what I'm fucking talking about. I don't fuck Dick Cheney. I'm talking about me. You want to talk about me? Let's talk about me.
How about you get a magic trick
I'll talk about you.
Tell me how smart
you are. I'll talk about you.
How about you learn how to deal from the bottom of the deck?
Listen,
you piece of dung.
I can, you fucking cock.
Look at Bill. Bill's crying in pain.
Listen.
Her face is killing me. I love it.
Corey.
We both agree that we love Bill.
I cannot get enough of this.
See, Corey's a different guy. Corey actually, like, he hates people and then comes up with reasons to hate people. Like, he hates them for no reason and then finds reasons. Meanwhile, I think shit, I combine up with reasons, you know, that I don't like shit and then tell you I don't like it. Right. And Corey's a complete opposite.
I think it's...
Corey has these weird emotional reactions to things.
No, I just think, look, I think we're burning more gas than we ever have. There's more people on the planet than there ever have been. I don't know. I have not done years of climatology. I can't quantify for you exactly what's going on. Okay. I don't think anybody can, but I think it's ridiculous to ignore the fact that something's going on and that we might have
A lot of people use that argument. I don't know what it is, but something happened. OJ didn't kill his wife, but he had something to do with it. That's the same people that say that. If you don't know, then you don't make legislation to... If you don't know what the problem is, don't try to solve it.
You can wait.
Because you're just creating other problems.
You can,
and that's the problem with Nancy Pelosi and Al Gore and these idiots that do that.
You can wait until the ocean falls. Yeah, okay. Well, you know.
Well, you know, we're going to live through this, though. It's not going to happen in our lifetime.
Yeah, Corey.
So.
Yeah, and then the brilliant conservatives who make wise choices like, let's start a war in Iraq to stop the terrorists from attacking us.
You notice, Corey, deflecting, changing the subject, you know, all kinds of waffling on issues.
What's the policy on global warming? What's the policy? What is the other? Okay, let's not do anything and just leave it fucking be. And then when the glaciers fall
into
the ocean,
laws
and we're all swimming.
Look, Corey, there's lots of emission controls, and there's these laws that we've been legislating since the 70s to prevent excess carbon dioxide into the ozone layer.
I'm looking out for Mike Lundy because brothers can't swim.
All right, listen.
All right, and when the oceans flood,
just because you're funny doesn't make you right, you fat asshole.
I'm going to bang my mouth just for that.
I'm telling you, the show's almost over.
Oh. Joel is so solid.
This was a heated show.
Joel's a smart guy. Guys who've like spent their whole life studying the weather, you know, got climatologists. They know fuck all. But Joel, who can't get a card trick right that he reads out of a fucking Harry Blackstone book, he's a genius who knows everything. Joel,
oh my God.
Joel, who likes to hang out with stone fucking guys in a field where girls show their boobies. He's the smart guy.
Jeez, God.
I tell you what, global warming wouldn't stop Joel from getting a piece of ass in Bowling Green.
The
roof could be bursting into flames, and he's going to make it up those stairs.
If we replace the Arctic Ocean with Faygo, that would stop all of the global warming.
You only can be an asshole, and whenever you're losing the argument, you change the topic. You insult me personally.
I'm losing the argument.
And that's
losing the argument.
That's fine.
What do you know about climate change? What do you know?
I know. I have.
You know fuck all. You got a vague, superstitious guess. You don't know a goddamn thing.
But
it can't be my car.
Explain it. Is it warmer in August or September?
Bill understands.
Yeah, but
Bill understands.
Yeah, but is this August warmer than it's been in previous August? There's the argument.
The 1930s was the hottest decade on record until recently.
The last 10 years have been among the hottest in history.
And before that, what was the next hottest decade? What was the next hottest decade before that? Do you know
this
or not?
I'm
going to tell you what it is. It was the 1930s. So what happened in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s? What happened then? If it was so hot then, it's not hot then because you're making a cause.
Buy a life raft, you fuck. You don't know.
You can't, Corey, listen to me. You cannot create a causal relationship. This is happening because of this.
Right.
The earth may be getting warmer. It may have nothing to fucking do with the cars
you
drive.
But can you deny a causal relationship? No, you can have a vague. I don't think.
Then why would we make legislation about something that we don't know, that we don't understand?
They make legislation about shit they don't understand all the time. All
right, but maybe we should study this before we make goddamn
movies. How long are they
going to
study it?
This?
They've studied it for 40 years. When are they going to make a move? When's the right time to make a move?
When is the Earth going to fall off its axis?
I mean, if it's happening, there's nothing we can do about it anyway. So what I say is, get in the hot tub. Let's have a hot tub show.
Oh, that's my man.
Bill says, let's get high. Bill, that's
what I would. I would
personally, I think you're causing global warming. The weed you're burning. I think that could do it.
I'm going to bring an end to this. Corey,
you might need a vape, Bill. You want to stop global warming? Get a vaporizer.
All right, here's the
thing. You're going to stop burning particles. You're going to stop burning paper and weed.
I want to, first of all, I want to...
All the emissions that come out of your car.
I want to thank the great Bill Bouchard for being here. Bill, thank you for coming in.
Hey, I made it into the Washington, D.C. Comedy Festival, April 12th and
13th. Oh, well, we'll plug that as you come along.
Thank
we'll,
you. I'll let you
Bill will be in the Washington...
Nigel Rosenblum lives in D.C.
You go hang out with him. We got fans in D.C. Jim is there and Scuba.
And I want to be here for two things. I want to be here for the Guitar Hero playoffs with Chris Peters. And I want to be here for the summertime hot tub show.
Okay, well, we're going to do the roast, and you're going to be part of the roast on March 14th.
Yeah, I'll be there for sure.
So, and I want to plug the forum. Make sure to go in there. I've got links to the latest Funhouse with Upchuck the Clown.
If you're on MySpace, Bill Bouchard, go to Bill
Bouchard on MySpace. Yes,
CoreyAndJoelRadioShow.com on MySpace.
The latest Funhouse, I got a massage from my 22-year-old intern. So you guys should go listen to that on the Funhouse.
How was that?
The Clown is good.
Did she relieve you afterwards?
It was a fun time. So anyway.
Let me tell you, the callers were terrific on the show.
It was a great show. And I argued with Corporal Robinson. You can get the link on the forum. The death pool is, I dropped E. Howard Hunt and did not get a death. Unfortunately, I
didn't. I had Art Buchwald sitting on my goddamn list.
Corey, let's play more of Montreal. We got to go.
Get us out of here.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Thank you, Bill.
Thanks for having me.
It's all for show. We're going to hold hands after the show.
People are going to blow each other. I'm going to place a Craigslist ad. Corey's going to answer. Anyway.
Guys.